eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Stop slogging around looking for your next car. Call CarPro USA, 1-800-926-7777.
And guess what? We're in the stretch to the end of May. We've got Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend, which is always a big time for car dealers. So if you're thinking about making a move, it's probably a pretty good timing, depending on what you're looking for. That's why we need to talk, and I will be happy to help you. Jerry Reynolds, the car pro here. Kevin McCarthy is my trusty sidekick. We're going to spend the next hour with you, so hang tight. If you want to grab our podcast later today, it'll be up at about 2:30 Central Time at carprousa.com. Click on the radio tab from the menu. Also, people forget this, but if you're interested in maybe a car that I've reviewed, or if you're not sure if I've reviewed it, use the search box at the top right. Just put the name of the car in there and see what pulls up. You'll be surprised. We do review a lot of cars. We do well over 100 a year. And sometimes people forget from time to time what I've had and what I haven't, or you don't get to listen every week. But you can always find that information there. The other important couple of things at the website is the FAQ page. A lot of amazing information there that you're not going to get anywhere else. And then, of course, all of our dealers that are part of the show, that make the show possible, that help our listeners on a daily basis, all those are on the top of the page at carprousa.com under Find Your Car Pro Dealer. Mr. McCarthy.
You know, I was reading about the new Cadillac that they're putting out, the Escalade V.
Yeah.
The most powerful full-size SUV ever.
Yes.
682 horsepower.
Yes.
Remember when we first got together, you were driving an Escalade that you used to take on out-of-town weekend trips.
Yeah, I used it to go when I had a place up in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, loved it.
When I was reading about this Escalade, this new Escalade, and thinking about your trips to Arkansas, I was just thinking, I was seeing in my mind your head bouncing like a bobblehead from last week's review. You know, when you had the launch mode on that vehicle.
The Audi e-tron.
E-tron, yeah.
When electric.
Electric, when you hit it and your head bounced, you know.
I had a headache after that because I shot that scene like four times.
Oh, four?
Yeah. And my head got slammed every single time.
I mean, really, you look like a bobblehead.
Well, I was a bobblehead. But yeah, this Escalade's going to be something really special. Boy, it ain't going to be cheap. You're going to spend $150,000 minimum on it, and I'm going to guess the market price will be $200,000, maybe even more. We'll see.
I'll guess the miles per gallon will be 8.
If you drive it gingerly, probably.
Take a call.
That's a big SUV. I mean, good grief. El Segundo, California. Rob, what is going on?
Hey, yeah. Good. Jerry, Kevin, thank you for taking my call.
You bet,
pal. Appreciate it. First time, long time. Hey, Jerry, what I got is I got my dream truck, and I've been wanting to get a long time ago. It's a 2020 Ram Rebel. It was the EcoDiesel.
Yeah,
I love the truck.
I reviewed that exact truck, the 2020 Rebel Diesel with the third generation EcoDiesel under the hood.
Right. That's the one I got. And yeah. I waited until a little bit longer, like you always say. Don't go buy it the first year. Wait till things start happening with it. And it's been a fantastic truck. Well, I don't know. I guess I went the wrong way, because now to watch diesel price of gasoline has gone through more than regular gasoline. And out here in California, I'm paying about $650, $675.
Yep.
So my question is, it's got 20,000 miles on it, so 2020. Is it something, I'm still under warranty, is it something you think I should trade it in to get the gas, or is it something I should keep my favorite truck and go with it and hope that the price of diesel goes down?
I'd probably opt for option number two. I don't think diesel will stay as high as it is right now. And if you look at the increased fuel economy of the EcoDiesel, and you look at the engine longevity of the EcoDiesel, which has been a great engine, then I think I could make the case for just hanging tight. And over the long term, I know it hurts right now, especially when you see the total, when you fill up. I get it. It hurts. Man, it's shocking.
That 33-gallon gas tank,
But if you do the math on the difference in the fuel economy and then the difference in the cost of the fuel itself, the increase in most cases, Rob, isn't as large as it seems. I know what happens is we get pump shock. When that you can't wait for that damn thing to click off, and then when you do, it's a three-digit number. But you know, when you look at the size of the tank and the fuel economy that it's going to get, and then how long that engine's going to last, I think I'd ride it out. I really do.
How do you feel about that engine? You think the engine is a good engine?
Yeah, heck yeah, it's a good engine. It has been all along.
I have had no problem with it, but I've heard, you know, people, I'm on a web page with a lot of other Ram Rebels, and they've got the ups and downs, but I'll come to you to find out what you think about it.
So. Don't get too wrapped up in that stuff. You don't know how the person who's posting, you don't know how they've treated the vehicle. You don't know if they're doing their maintenance.
Right.
You don't know if they just want attention. People get 10 feet tall and bulletproof when they're behind a computer, and they love to cause controversy. But my experience with this engine has been, it's a 400,000 mile engine easily.
Love to hear that.
Yeah. Now, the only snafu it's had was that emissions problem back from a few years ago, where they cheated on emissions and they got their asses caught. And so they paid the price. They couldn't even build an EcoDiesel for over a year. The entire 2018 model year was blank on the EcoDiesel. But I talked to people. One of my longest listeners that's been with me for, I guess, all 20 years we've been on the air, he got one, and he does a lot of driving. And he gets phenomenal mileage out on the highway. Now, he's got a half ton. But he's approaching 350,000 miles, and he's never had a wrench on the engine. And that's not the only case.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just the one that comes to mind first. I don't think you have anything to worry about. You have a very enjoyable truck. If you want to have some fun, go to my website, carprousa.com. In the search box at the top, just put in Rebel. You'll see a 2017 Rebel review and also a 2020 Rebel review, which would be the one that you're interested in, since that's the truck that you have. And you can see my thoughts at that time. I think, if I remember correctly, I even did the math on the difference between it and a regular gas engine. And I typically will tell the listener how long it takes to recoup the extra money that you pay for that diesel. So take a look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. Rob, I think you're in great shape. Hang on. It'll get better.
You can spend days looking for the right car, or just minutes talking to the car pro at 1-800-926-7777.
So what?
Are you going to run out in next month and get yourself a 900-horse Shelby Mustang rental from Hertz?
Maybe for a half a day. Could I get a half a day rate?
I don't know if you can get a half a day or not. You could get a whole day for $400.
I could get in a lot of trouble for $400 in a whole day in a 900 horsepower Mustang.
Have you ever looked at the history of the Hertz Chevy?
How they came to, no.
Yeah, it was in 65. They had Hertz Rent Racers. And
it sounds like a cartoon show. Go ahead.
It's not. But they've been extremely valuable through the years as collector cars because there's not very many of them. I just can't get past buying one of these cars and knowing that everybody that rented one just tried to tear the hell out of it.
Are these cars going to come with sticks?
I don't know. I know you can get a coupe or a convertible.
Well, the stick versus the automatic would be the... I mean,
I don't think so. I think they'll all be automatics because you can't get a Shelby stick from Ford anymore.
No,
no, they didn't do that for 2022.
But just put it this way: I can say without question that I would not want to buy a Shelby Mustang from Hertz that you had rented.
You know, they're going to be on the tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Reese in Houston, Texas. Reese, what's up?
Well, in 2017, I took your advice, and my wife and I went and bought a Honda Accord here in Houston, you know, using the CarPro program. Had a great experience.
Good.
And 5 years have passed, you know, before you know it, and 30,000 miles, and now we're thinking about buying an extended warranty.
Yeah.
So I got two questions on that. Where do I go, number one? And number two, do you think I could get them to write in a new key fob on that extended warranty? My original warranty had a one-year replacement on one key fob, and as you might have guessed, I lost mine.
Yeah.
Somewhere here between Houston and New Orleans. My wife kept hers, of course.
Yeah, funny how that works. First off, you want to buy it from a good dealer. Good dealers sell good warranties. That's that. But they just don't have any flexibility on, you know, being able to put that in with the extended warranty. Now, they may have a separate policy because there are key fob warranties out there for replacement. There's tire and wheel. You know, if you scuff one of your wheels, they'll replace it, or have a blowout, you know, they'll replace the tire and that sort of thing. But as far as writing it into the actual extended warranty, I don't think that's possible. I'll tell you who to talk to. Call my buddy Mike Shaw at Honda of Lake Jackson, and he'll fix you up with a warranty. Y'all can do it by phone. You can give him a credit card, and they'll write the policy and send you a copy of it. If you want to go in, that's fine. But Mike Shaw is just a great guy, and he loves my listeners, and he'll take good care of you on that. And if you buy a Honda extended warranty, it's good at any Honda dealer in the country. So if Lake Jackson isn't close to you, then, you know, you can just take it to whatever dealer you wish.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to be giving him a call. Would I be able just to show up and get my car serviced and maybe talk to a finance officer?
Yeah, sure. But start with Mike. No, you don't need an appointment. Just start with Mike, and he'll walk you through everything, introduce you to one of the finance guys, tell him, you know, to give you a cut on the price, because warranties are like cars. There's a MSRP and there's a dealer cost. And it gets a little confusing, but some dealers have a lesser cost than others, and it's because of volume. The more policies they write, the cheaper each warranty gets. And that's true of just about all the factory extended warranties. But Mike will walk you through it. You just love this guy. He's just amazing. And when
you have a key fob for me too, right?
He can fix you up with a key fob, and ask him too about an extra policy for lost key fobs in the future. Some dealers And apparently, so they're not, they couldn't be very expensive because I know some dealers that give that policy away with every new car they sell as a purchase incentive. And boy, I tell you what, for somebody that's lost to myself, that's a pretty good deal. Ugly Mike Shaw. Call him that. Call him that, and he'll know immediately I sent you. He's at my website, by the way.
Okay, so your automotive needs are very specific. So call CarPro USA now at 1-800-926-7777.
And David in Southeast Texas, welcome. David, how can I help you?
Well, Jerry, I'm considering a Chrysler 300. I know the styling's a little bit tired, but overall, I like the car. And even though I've had the transverse mounted stuff for the last few years, I still like the rear wheel drive and all that. And just wonder your thoughts on the car.
Brother, I'm with you 100%. I love that car. I wish they'd freshen the look a little bit. But for quality and for driving pleasure, that car's real hard to beat. And the best part is for what you get, they're cheap. And you know, you see this with cars that have been around for a long time and they haven't changed. You see that they've got all the bugs worked out of them. They tend to be exceptional quality cars. And then as they age, you can look at the Ford Taurus, you can look at the Chevy Malibu, you can look at a lot of cars that have been great cars through the years, but they just haven't changed very much. Have you found a car? Are you looking new or used?
I'm looking at both.
Okay.
I have found at a dealership right in Houston that they've got some of their dealer loaners.
Yeah.
That have 10 to so thousand miles and is $10,000 or so off window sticker. And so, you know, Today's market, that's pretty attractive to me.
Dealers tend to make loan cars out of cars that don't sell well. that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Now, if it were me, and you do what you want to, but if it were me, I'd get the 6-cylinder Pentastar engine in it. Plenty of power, even for the size of the car.
Well, and that's what I got.
And
I'm going to ask you about that engine.
So. I'm going to tell you, it's been a great engine since day one. And that car, out on the highway, will get you a real 35 miles to the gallon.
Okay.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, we've got a Ford Explorer now that want to trade in, a 17 Explorer. And if I look at the values on it, I can darn near trade even.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to work for the dealer. But
it's a good time right now to get rid of the Explorer. The market's very high on them. I've got a couple of good Chrysler dealers at my website if you want to check their inventory too. David, I appreciate the call. Good luck.
The CarPro knows all and shares all. Call Jerry Reynolds now at CarPro USA, 1-800-926-7777.
This is the CarPro Show, and just a personal note, when we were putting together the newsletter, there was no question that we were going to include a section about the memorial service for Terry Box, our longtime reviewer here at the CarPro Show, and also for 26 years, I think.
23.
Who's counting at that point? Yeah. Car reviewer and car business expert for the Dallas Morning News.
Yep.
I was heartened to see how many people who live in California, other places in Texas, all across the country, actually clicked on that to read about the tribute and the ceremonies and all the goings on.
Terry's reviews were so different from any I've ever read. And, you know, when I got the chance to hire him, it was just a no-brainer. Guy that's been around that long and as well thought of as he was. And he had a Mustang Mach 1 he had just bought prior to going into the hospital. It's just got, I don't know, 1,000 or 2,000 miles on it. If you see the picture, It's there.
The white one.
Yeah, the white one. It's a beautiful car. Terry, when I was in the business, I sold Terry many, many Mustang GTs. And he graduated up to the Mach 1 on this last one. He had he really regretted the fact that he couldn't get a manual transmission anymore. But once he had the automatic, he told me, he goes, I can't shift it as well as it shifts itself. I said, yeah, that's true.
That's the way they are now.
Yep. That car is for sale, by the way. His family sold it back to Five Star Ford in Dallas shortly after he passed away in January. So let's talk to Greg in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Greg. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I started last fall looking at the Lincoln Hybrids Aviator class, and I really like the look of that car and the options on it. But I was wanting your impression about the higher-end SUV hybrids and how that compared, in your opinion. I know there's a government incentive also on the hybrids.
Yeah.
When I was looking last fall and talking to some of the dealers, none of them seemed to want to negotiate off the sticker price, and they really didn't have exactly what I wanted, so my response was, well, if that's the case, I might as well order exactly what I want. And I know, you know, that's going to be in the 85 to 90K range. So I just wanted to get your impressions on general about the Aviator Hybrid and how it matched up with, you know, some of the other high-end SUVs.
And are you talking about the plug-in hybrid or the regular hybrid?
The plug-in.
Yeah, I reviewed it. I've got a review and video up at the website. If you'll put Aviator in the search box at the top, it'll pull right up. I liked it a lot. I thought it was one of the most comfortable SUVs I've ever been in. The range for the plug-in portion, and it may have improved by then. This was a year ago. It was 21 miles of range on pure electric. And that's pretty low by today's standards. But it's also a heavy SUV. I mean, it's big. It's not... Of course, it's not a Navigator, but it's still a pretty heavy one. But I just thought it was one of the most enjoyable vehicles I've ever driven. What are you still working?
Well, I was going to let you know that I'm going to retire next year. So that's why I was, this was going to be probably one of my last big purchases. Right now I drive a Toyota Highlander 2003, so that tells you how much, how often I buy new cars.
And currently,
very nice.
Right now, what is your daily commute? How far is it to work?
It's roughly 20 miles.
Okay, so you get there, but you won't get home on electric. The one that I reviewed, I just looked it up, it MSRP'd for right around $84,000. Are you going to do a lot of traveling or anything after you retire? I'm just trying to get a sense of, is it worth it?
And that's why I wanted, that's why I wanted the hybrid, because it gave you that option with the, you know, the gasoline, option on it. I would take longer trips. Not a lot, but several times a year.
So the mileage, when you run out of the battery, the fuel economy's rated at 23, which isn't bad for a SUV that size. The question is it worth it to spend the extra money on the hybrid versus just the gas? And in your case, I'm not sure it is. If I remember right, and I don't see that I noted it, but the upcharge for the hybrid was pretty steep. At least I thought it was. So over time, you know, 21, let's call it 25 today, miles of range, if it's gone up a little bit, and it probably has. Then you've got a 23 mile to the gallon SUV, which you could get that. Maybe even a little more in the regular gas. I'm not sure it's worth it going to the hybrid for you.
Well, the reason I think it might be is only because I'm going to be retired. I don't expect to take daily trips, you know, run to the store or wherever locally, you know, more than that range on it. So from that perspective, I thought, you know, maybe it would be.
Maybe it would work. You know, I can't tell you with certainty. I can tell you that if you'll go to fueleconomy.gov, fueleconomy.gov, there is a fuel calculator there. Punch some numbers in it and look. You can get the base price of the regular Aviator and the base price of the hybrid Aviator at the Lincoln website. And you can put in, you know, what the savings are for the hybrid and then figure out, which is what I do when I review a lot of these alternative vehicles, alternative fuel vehicles, I look to see how long is it going to take me to break even on the deal. And it's an easy calculation. So I would do that. You probably ought, if you're going to do it and you're going to order it, you probably ought to get on it pretty quick. I imagine they'll shut down the 22 orders probably by the end of this month. So I don't officially have a Lincoln dealer in the Cleveland area, but a dear friend of mine's name is Rich Claben, K-L-A-B-E-N, Claben Ford Lincoln. If you'll talk to Rich on ordering one, he'll be happy to help you, and I'm sure he'd do one for MSRP.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, pal. Good luck to you. Yeah, I just don't know if that's going to work for him. He almost sounds more nice guy, by the way. He almost sounds more intrigued by the hybrid than what I think it's going to do him good. But, hey, what do I know? If you, it's your money. Spend it any way you want to, right?
You know, we need to put up that fuel cost calculator somewhere prominent on the website again.
We do right now because of the price of fuel.
And yeah, and so like people can see. I mean, if you spend $7,000 extra to save $1,000 on gas...
Right now, it's pump shock when you see that total, but you may not be spending as much as you think.
The Michael Jordan of car advice is the CarPro, Jerry Reynolds. Call CarPro USA now at 1-800-926-7777.
In this week's CarPro newsletter, Jerry had a column about the 10 bad habits that drivers can fall into that are really not good for your car. And one of them was riding the brakes. Now, I have never been a brake rider. I don't even really know if I'm exactly sure what a person who rides the brakes is doing. Do you know?
Riding the brakes, yeah. They keep their foot on the brake. A lot of people do that.
Because it just makes them feel safe or something?
I suppose. I don't know. I don't do it either. But, yeah, it's common. Boy, if you want to run through some brake linings and calipers and that sort of thing, that's a good way to do it.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that.
Yes. Sandy in Aurora, Ohio. Sandy, welcome. How can I help you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi there.
I have a 2019 Ford Edge Elite, Titanium Elite, that my lease is coming due in the middle of July. And I'm torn as to whether I buy it outright or extend my lease, which I can do, I think, up to 6 months. Because I believe there's equity in this vehicle right now.
Oh, there is.
There's
no question. There's no question. What? I don't understand what you think you would be gaining by extending the lease.
Well, extending the lease in that I suppose I could order one, but I'd have to extend the lease probably before it would come in.
Oh, for sure.
Because
so
it would take a couple of months. So I would have to extend the lease at least a couple of months anyway.
Yeah, you can go month to month. I thought you might be interested in buying your 2019.
I'm torn as to whether I should buy it outright, if that would be a better move for me, and then maybe sometime next year look to, you know, going back into a lease.
Do you like the 2019? Do you like the vehicle?
I love it. I love it.
Then buy it.
I love it. And I would want to replace it. I would want to replace it with an identical one, which I understand it's the last year they're going to make it.
That's correct. So
then my other question about that is, what happens to the residual value on that 23 model? Would that be impacted by the fact that it's the last year?
No, probably not. Probably not. But residual values, that's a prediction that I can't make on where the residuals are going. A lot of it's going to depend on where we stand in the chip shortage. If the chips are still short, you know, they may account for that and add to the residual. And if that's the case, that'll give you a lower payment. But I will tell you, you're going to be shocked when you look at the payment difference between that 2019 and a new one, because there are no lease deals right now. I would buy it, and I'd buy it right now. Get started on, you know, getting the payoff done. You're going to be purchasing this thing for easily $6,000 to $7,000 under the market value. You'll never beat that again. It'll never happen again. So if you buy it now and you start making regular payments on it, the sooner you'll get the payoff even lower. And if you can catch the used car bubble that we're in right now at the end of it, maybe order an Edge for, you know, 2 months before you think you're going to be ready, or just settle in with the one you have and get an extended warranty when you finance it and plan on keeping it. If there's no difference in the 2023, and we know there's not, I don't see a reason to lease another one. I hope this helps you.
CarPro USA is where you find out whether to keep your car or just give it a cigarette and a blindfold and be done with it. 1-800-926-7777.
Wendy in Lancaster, California, you're last this hour. Hello, kiddo. What can I do for you?
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to thank you so much. You know, my daughter's graduating from high school and going to go off for college locally, but still. And I wanted a good car, and we did a lot of research and wanted a Sentra, a Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
And We went to your website and found out in Tustin. We live in Lancaster, so it's a pretty good distance, but so worth it. And I want to thank you. Definitely 5-star review for her. She helped us so much. And last night we went down, and it was just wonderful experience, the safety features of everything. And my daughter was able to drive home with her first car.
Oh,
the weather is amazing. I want to thank you, Jerry, so much.
Wendy, you're so welcome. I have sang Linda Weber's praises for over a decade, and I'll tell you this, she has never one time let me down. She goes to the ends of the earth for our listeners. And you know what? Truth is, she probably does that for everybody. I don't know. The only time I'm involved is when it's one of our listeners. But I'll tell you what, she is a sweet person. She's honest. She's hard. She works hard. You know, she's just a rare one in the car business, and I just love her to death.
Yeah, I can vouch for that personally. She's so wonderful, and we're so thankful, and oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out. I hope your daughter has a great time at college, and she's set for transportation for a good while into the future. Wendy, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for your trust. That means a lot to me that you would go to the website and look up our dealer and then go in. And, you know, that's what our dealers do. But Linda is somebody that's really special.
It's not hard to get Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, to help you find your next vehicle. All you have to do is call Car Pro USA, 1-800-926-7777.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.